This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with the question of whether young illegal immigrants should be allowed to pay in-state tuition rates at Massachusetts colleges and universities. It's a controversial question, but one that Governor Deval Patrick settled this morning.
In a letter to the Commissioner of Higher Education, Patrick directed state schools to offer in-state tuition rates to illegal immigrants under the age of 31. He called it a matter of basic fairness and economic competitiveness. He spoke earlier today at Bunker Hill Community College.
Now, you know, I've had a point of view for some time that qualifying undocumented students should be treated like other students. This is not a substitute for comprehensive immigration reform. We still need that, and I'm looking forward to seeing that in the next Congress.
Joining us now for more is Massachusetts Secretary of Education Paul Revel. Secretary Revel, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you. So first, let me ask you, what prompted Governor Patrick to send this letter directing in-state tuition being offered to young illegal immigrants now? Why did he choose to do so now?
Well, because of the federal government having taken action at the president's guidance in a policy known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. That policy was issued earlier this year. We've been reviewing the policy over a period of time. Arrived at a conclusion that the students who meet who are successfully approved in the DACA application would in fact qualify for in-state tuition in Massachusetts.
Mm. So how many students do we think would now qualify?
Well, it's not clear. We're by the estimates that we've received, something in the neighborhood of 15,000 to 17,000 students fall within this age category. This is 16 to 31, and there are a variety of other stipulations that go along with this, including that the child came here prior to age 16. You know, these are children who've come to the country not through their own decision, but through their parents' decision. At any rate, as you begin to estimate, there may be 15,000 to 17,000 in this bracket. But they then have to apply for the status, they have to meet all this criteria, they have to get approved DACA status, they then have to get a work permit, and once they get a work permit, they're eligible under Massachusetts law to get the in-state tuition rate, but then they have to apply to schools, and they have to be accepted utilizing the admissions criteria of those particular schools. So there are a lot of steps, which makes it difficult in the end to estimate how many they're going to be.
Now, Secretary Revel, as you well know, this issue was debated on Beacon Hill in the legislature several times. I mean, there were at least two pushes on Beacon Hill to pass a similar law and, you know, not necessarily have to do it through the order of the governor. And one time, even Governor Patrick sort of made a surprise visit while they were hearing testimony on these bills and offered his own perspective on this. It failed both times to pass. So Governor Patrick has done this today even while knowing that his move may not have that much popular support across the state.
Well, I think what the governor has done is simply clarified how our already existing policy, this is policy that goes back to 2008, aligns with a new federal policy. That's the reason we put out this policy guidance that's coming forward here, is because there was some confusion as to whether or not this would have an impact on our existing policies. And what the governor has said is existing policy in Massachusetts stays in place. There are a number of ways to prove residency, one of which is if you have a work permit. Under DACA, a new category of people are allowed to apply for and get special deferred status, the one benefit of which is they could get a work permit, and if you have a work permit under our existing policies, you qualify for in-state. So we've not changed policy. This is not a policy change in Massachusetts. This is simply a clarification of how our policy intersects with federal policy. And it's the federal policy promulgated by the president that's new.
Hmm. Now, what's your response to the criticism? I mean, we read it today in the Boston Globe from Steve Cropper, for example. He's co-chairman of the Massachusetts Citizens for Immigration Reform. Now, they're a group that would like to tighten restrictions around immigration. But he seems to echo something that, you know, may resonate with other folks as well, that he feels that basically this is, you know, not, it's a decision that while it may help young illegal immigrants, it doesn't necessarily help, you know, other people who are here legally, you know, Massachusetts' poor non-immigrant population.
Well, it's really what this is a clarification of what existing law states. Now, this doesn't give any form of preferential statement as treatment to these students. It simply says that if, as a result of this new federal policy, they are entitled to a work permit, it's already the case in Massachusetts that if you hold a work permit, you can qualify for in-state tuition. So we haven't changed anything. We're not doing anything different in that sense. So we're simply making available. This is a matter of fundamental fairness. You have students here who may qualify, if they're successful in their DACA applications, for work permits and therefore for in-state tuition. And we're simply making them and making the institutions aware but that's how they should be treated.
Massachusetts Secretary of Education Paul Revel speaking to us regarding Governor Deval Patrick's announcement that he will direct Massachusetts colleges and universities to offer in-state tuition rates to young illegal immigrants under the age of 31. Secretary Revel, always great to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to talk with you, Magda.
Still ahead on our program, essential advice on money and life from noted author and Boston investment advisor John Spooner. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.